Town meeting season is here again. That means voters across New Hampshire are heading to the polls today to weigh in on budgets, contracts, town elections, and major spending proposals. Now, to get a sense of what we're seeing this year, NHPR's Michael Brindley joins me with an overview. Good morning, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
So what are we seeing this year with town meeting? Are there any trends that you can point to?
Well, so to get a sense of this year's town meeting, I spoke with Christine Fillmore. She's a staff attorney with the New Hampshire Municipal Association, and she fields questions, gives guidance to towns as they prepare for town meeting. And she actually brought up a number of takeaways. Some of them, she admits, are anecdotal. For starters, she told me some towns really seem to be struggling this year with finding people to run for open positions or fill spots on appointed boards, especially some of those land use boards.
There are a lot of uncontested races, from what I can tell. There are places that are reporting that there are problems finding people to be selectmen. It's a difficult job, and it doesn't pay much, if at all.
Now, that's not to say the seats won't be filled. Generally speaking, if there's an open position after an election, the selectman will appoint someone to fill that role until the next annual election comes around.
Okay, now what about spending? Anything new that we're seeing this year?
Well, if we look at this year compared to the last few years, we're starting to see some changes. Fillmore says she's seen an uptick in towns looking for guidance on putting forward capital projects. We're seeing that in Newmarket with the $45 million proposal to build a new combined middle school and high school. And in Bedford, where they're looking at spending $30 million to cover the cost of a backlog of road improvements. Fillmore says a lot of these spending proposals are projects towns have actually been putting off for several years, and many of them will require bonding over several years.
So we've been getting increased questions about how to do that, how to comply technically with the requirements of the Municipal Budgeting Act and the Finance Act. And I think those questions are coming in because they haven't been doing it over the last couple of years. Since they're considering spending a little bit more money this year, they're more concerned about making sure they've gotten it right.
Now, as she points out, there's a laundry list of technical requirements that come with putting forward a bond. For example, you need to have public hearings leading up to the vote, and the question to approve the bond actually has to appear in a particular place on the warrant. And any bond over $100,000 requires a two-thirds vote to pass. And if those specifics aren't met, the Department of Revenue Administration won't approve the bond. So there's a real incentive for the towns to make sure they're crossing all their T's and dotting all their I's.
And in your reporting, you also came across some towns that want to introduce tax caps.
Yes, and this is new. There are towns considering tax caps for the first time. There have been cities that have passed tax caps in the past, but Fillmore says this is now an option for towns this year under a law that passed in 2011. One of the towns that actually will put this question to the voters is Conway. Now, they don't vote until April, but voters there will decide whether to impose a 2.5% tax cap on the school budget. There's also a proposal to cap the town budget at 10%, but as town manager Earl Sire said last week, that would likely have a minimal impact because the budget rarely increases by that much anyway.
Any other big issues facing voters today?
Well, Fillmore says there are two perennial concerns that are popping up again this year. One is the Northern Pass. She says there are towns, and not just the ones in the North Country, that continue to be worried about the final route of the project and what is their part to play in that.
And then there's continued concern about wind power projects and whether or not towns and cities can do anything to regulate them.
And as we heard Sam Evans Brown report last week, there are a handful of towns that will take up questions related to wind farms at town meeting. For example, voters in Alexandria, Ashland, Bristol, and Danbury will all take up warrant articles that would restrict or regulate wind farms. And of course, as with every year, there are plenty of decisions to make about budgets, contracts, and races in local elections.
So plenty of reasons to head to the polls today, make your voice heard. Thanks for the update, Michael.
My pleasure, Rick.
You can find more stories from our newsroom on town meeting issues by visiting us online at nhpr.org.